How do you step back?
Last bottom? What's the last bottom? The depth?
Yes.
The deepest.
Deepest.
How? By praying to?
By bhavana. Only we can please Krishna. Aradhika by deep. It can approach to the feet of man. If he selects one of any assistant rupees, he will not lift her feet. They may do anything that they will send us in the feet of Krishna. Sri Rupa Kripaye Suniyachi Lok Mukhe Bole Sarvajan. Sri Rupa Kripaye Mile Sri Krishna Charan. In a poem, it has been written, Narottam Thakur is writing. I have heard that by taking shelter in the word of Peter Rupa Goswami, God and Krishna easily be found. So, I pray my Gurudev that he should set me to Sarup Goswami and to serve me in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishore, you know? Jugal Kishore Kishore. Then Rup Goswami, Rukminjari will take me to Lalita Vishadha. Tell her, pray her, that keep a special bhakti process with me one. Then they will take to Radha. Radha will tell us who is she. Then Guru Manjari will tell that newly coming. Oh, it seems very efficient, very what? Very sweet, very beautiful, very efficient in every color. Color in art. Master of all art, you know. Then Srimati will love something, smile, and Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Jugal Srimati Kishori. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjari. And make this beauty, Sati, so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So if anyone like this efficient Sati on everything, who is so merciful.
You said pray to our Guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So, how can we think of our Prabhupada in his That's the city without imagination, without kalpana. But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed? If I take off the tape, can I ask a question? What should I say?
Want to take my entity and I will be like you.
The person who says Samachari Samacha that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway. That's only Vivekananda said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me a direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me a direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Had a dumb question, as usual.
Very profound. It's a very deep question.
Again?
Again?
I think
it's elegant. No, we pray to Radharani, please give me your service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So, one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, body bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, they will have, you know, you will be present there, and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness. But right now, I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay?
One small sprinkle, no?
That would be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching will be more critical. Anyone see you waiting, rolling, less and less and more than what you are doing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing sitting in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in here, Gambira, and he did more where he was. Telegram. like peon. We are like peon. We don't know what is in this. See what is. When you realize, if anyone hear you at that time, it is not anyone. Like Bhoti, realize so. I did only the thing to be realized. I am telling for so many years and years that two chants, yes, and no. No water comes. I want that. Krishna and Krishna is water. Heart to come out. Then really this thing is.
How do you understand that, Maharaj, that somebody who's transcendental to the modes of nature and doesn't have any karma like you, yet you appear to be ill sometimes? How do we understand that?
That is bad and good come, but yet thoughts are coming from. This should avail all this. Sapte in kampam sutam ikhvam unyan jivatma sutam vipakam. We are done vipak. Now this reaction is coming.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who's beyond karma, someone
who is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit, Parikshit, no? You can tell with his form, but for others, you will see that Satyenu Kampa, we could say, that Krishna must be there. Krishna is doing Kripa to us. In so many years, for gopis, he goes outside of gopis. And gopis are waiting and they are so tired. Telling that, that we have done anything wrong in the past life, that Krishna has run our life. So, regarding ourselves, we should know that our past time sins are good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I? I'm not there. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I'm so wretched. I'm so funny. But always I did we discuss. But Krishna only heals. So that is so successful. I wonder who are there going everywhere. No, I have no time to do Krishna. Mukti Krishna thought that he will not do. So he must be healed. So that he will not go here and there, and he will because he is mercy of Krishna that he has been. Paramga, where shall we give? How will I be angry to you? All are serving me. So I am debtor to them. So I will have to think that I should be. At that time, I am without help. Alone. No help. So, if I am angry, I am so weak, and if I am angry, then it will break me. Understand? No? But if I am weak, and I will be angry to any top person, then he will do like me. And with you, so by fear, I will not angry. So Krishna has created such a circumstance that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will be. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be able, they will be. So Krishna has done so much, so good stuff. But circumstances that I had to possibly take me. So this is just mercy. I am so lost. Krishna has fallen in it. How can he do? So this is good. I was so rebellious and my body was so strong in my young age. Always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill and Guru their orders that you cannot go here and there. So you should translate Bangla Bhakti book in Hindi. And you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So I thought I have to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mutt here for me that he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in. At that time, Krishna fell me ill, and then I was bound to read books, sitting in illness, and writing something. I became hard up at last. I became a some famous teacher, knowing very soon. This was the mercy of Krishna that I fell. If I was not ill by the Krishna mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one to everything in the quality and mercy of
God. You said we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Yes.
So in there, in the last volume, there appears.
You have read?
Yes.
But very deep.
I have to read it again, though. There's stories that Gopakumar tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all this.
How?
God may give you how I reconcile all this. You make us reconcile all these facts. It is true to any extent. And Bhagavatam, that thing is same. Bhagavatam has told that he killed this Keshi. But after what? After that, what became?
Well,
he went to Golok.
Yeah.
Because Krishna has killed him.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there. And please, Krishna played. Sometimes ride on him and run. And so both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akrura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, "You're a liar. Mother Yasoda's Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadus, still we don't want you to do it." So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them to save them, to save the people in Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish?
Selfish.
The gopis.
Gopis are selfish.
Well, it appeared that way because they said, don't go and...
They are giving argument that to save 100 and 1,000, one should be killed. This is no offense. Understand? To save 100, 1,000 by killing one, then killing is good. And to save 1,000 and lakhs are killed, this is not good. So gopis are killed. They are only Vasudev and Devaki will be killed. And they will killed by Kams. But here, everyone will be killed by themselves, not by Kams. Because Krishna is soul and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves
without any external force.
But Devaki and Vasudev will not be killed if Kams does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kams will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So Gopi's argument are very...
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty? That because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will be not killed. They will be kept. They will go here and there and they will... But Gopis cannot go there anywhere. Life is stability without what?
This is certain.
Yeah. That telling the real fact. And they are telling the real fact that Akur is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yasoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But there, why are they taking? To life. So Gopis are. There is something in Gopis' argument, but not in a crude argument. He has only he has partially towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan.
No. They are they are telling frankly what is his path.
क्या
अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये, एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं और भी निकला, उनका कोई काम समझा तो है।
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house at our temple, and just very basically we were talking about Krishna consciousness, chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do. Some guests who come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanamama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What do you think?
I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No. You know that 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Rishis.
In Dandakaram. They went to Ram. And they were again in the form of gopis and became gopis and went Ras. So by going Ram, also Ras can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have received gopi bhav and they are in gopis. Bindava Mangali, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also received.
So why does
Jayadeva Goswami also has?
Right. So why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that then?
Huh?
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that? Adi Leela chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
How before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can achieve? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can feel like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, has no birth.
Right, but I mean now, the people now who are in, say, in other sampradayas, Balabha Sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing. Yo Bhaji Aage Kahar. Understand? Yo Bhaji Aage Kahar. It is outward. Wrong. Sarvadharman Patajimam Efam Saralam Brajaham Swam Sarvapapimum. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outward. Go on. So, only Saranakti will not be. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So Saranakti is not bhakti. It is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given is another first religious thing. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. and to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone. Whom he saw, he gave that knowledge. Even to animals, for specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so generous. He's so kind. He's so merciful. Then Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two Hatsi Vas, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, I'm friend come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whole person.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna's none different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this,
yes.
It was very painful to speak to her because I knew, what can I give her? Because I have no realization. So when I experienced that pain, how should I pray to Krishna or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our wordings and heart should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tears. Then both will be done.
So we
can tell. But we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can live for worldly things, but not for us. We can see, we can do something, but how to live? Indian ladies are very expert in knitting. Are you expert in knitting? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to knit. I also want, but I want to knit from my heart. Oh, Krishna. Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easy. But it is hard to very what?
To know.
If there is no Raga Bhakti, Raganuga, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative.
Auspiciousness. Become auspicious.
This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad, you know?
Benediction.
Blessing. I always bhul jata.
Okay.
Just remember. My mind is so. I could not remember. People here?
Do you have a question?
What satisfied?
have questions?
Can I help?
Mark, in Navadvipa you were saying that you can pray in Navadvipa to enter Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan, and we should pray for qualifications in Navadvipa. So can we pray to Navadvipa while we are in Vrindavan for qualification to enter Vrindavan? It's just the same.
Being here, we can pray no this. And being in no this, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvipa?
Have you read Mahabodhi Kadambini? It was very helpful. Try to follow the lines of Mahabodhi Kadambini. How to give up on us and to chant to Harina and to remember how to advance. How to be nasty, bhakti, and after that, ruchi, asakti.
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles, and you say we should think how to give them up, and at other times you say we can give them up by having greed they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually, or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing active activity more and more. How we can increase our greed in Raga and the Bhakti is essential. How we can increase by reading all this, hearing Harikatha like this, by remembering past times of Krishna. When you are going?
The 26th.
And you? 26. All 26. You?
Second.
The second?
Second. Second.
Perhaps you can think of something I can bring you back from the West that's difficult to get here or whatever.
On 26th or 26th. And be up to 5th. I will give letter to that. Yes. Anything more? You know everything. You also. Read also Srimad Bhagavatam. With commentary.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has a little bit of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the purport. If there's some other book of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's 10th canto purport, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
Always read.
By and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
You forgot. Once that Srimati Radhika should come to my house and she should prepare meal for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she is serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over. So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food. He is so mean and thin. So if she will prepare meal, she will be very thankful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, you will test, he will be most but stout or
healthy.
Very strong.
No disease.
No disease. He will be
powerful.
Not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my wife will be very careful. But why he will be careful? He judges. He judges. But she knows that she is very careful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in
anything.
No? No test. She knows. So, this is very integral. And one thing is that also, that anything is not, anything is, she knows everything. She knows everything. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything. But for her wife, children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give affection, facility to meet them.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna lila would be so sweet. Everyone, father, mother, sakha, das, everyone helping Mathura to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be so. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to talk in the midst of Yashoda came. But she is seeing no, but seeing no, no one, she is going straight. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both sudden and became so shy. She fled away here and no? This is called a rough.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? So, whether Yashoda knows or not, and if she is ignorant or anything, but yet it produces her. So, everything. Help, be helpful for because seeing all these things like
you said, whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she's not
In the Brahma Bhagavatamrita, in the morning,
so everything is not in this source anywhere, that I'm telling you. Anyone cannot discuss. In Bhagavat Swayam, so many things are there. All that undisclosed, and Vishwanath Chakrabarti has to, and then Sanatana Goswami has to. But even there are so many facts that they have not also. So it is not a fact of Sukhita, only to realize in heart and in Harikatha. I love you for having pleasure, but fire burns there, everything was burned. Understand? मैंने इसके लिए कृष्ण से पीटी थी, घर बनाया, घर बसाया, मैंने कृष्ण से पीटी थी, और सब आग निकल गया, धीरज निकला. But
he said that I made a fountain in this tank.